che hanno fatto sono comunque in discrete condizioni. Forse il peggiore di tutti.
Anna Di Pietro stands in a lab coat and in white gloved hands gingerly holds up a self-portrait drawn by Leonardo da Vinci more than 500 years ago.
Leonardo ugualmente è arrivato perché nel.
Of the 13 Da Vinci drawings carefully stacked on the table in front of her, she says the self-portrait is in the worst shape. Not due to half a millennia of rips or tears, but the result of chemical damage from shoddy conservation techniques. Di Pietro is one of a dozen or so experts who restore everything from ancient manuscripts to priceless masterpieces here in Rome at the Antique Paper and Parchment Restoration Lab, or its shorthand name, La Patologia del Libro, the Book Pathology Center. It's a small hospital-like building tucked behind a museum on a shady side street. Founded in 1938, it's the oldest institute in the world that repairs ancient books. The restorers are experts in everything that can affect paper: fungus, insects, bacteria. They do DNA analysis and study the metallic traces of instruments used on paper. One discovery they've just made is that Da Vinci used a copper-tipped stylus to draw his portrait of a girl, renowned among art experts as one of the most beautiful drawings in the world. Experts used to think he drew with a silver or gold-tipped stylus. Di Pietro pulls out another Leonardo treasure, a leather-bound notebook. It's crammed with his famed right-to-left writing that needs to be read with a mirror, and sketches of his inventions.
C'è qua. Ed è un pipistrello.
On one page are priceless diagrams of bats and air currents, part of his quest to build a flying machine. On another page, a shopping list with the price of chicken and bran. Even geniuses have to eat.
Enorme valore, proprio.
Nearby, 29-year-old restorer Marta Silvia Filippini sits at a microscope and studies another priceless artifact, a richly and elaborately decorated Ashkenazi Jewish text that dates back to March 1349.
Quindi prelevo il consolidante e applico goccia a goccia.
She applies a special non-toxic Japanese glue to the ink and pigment that had detached from the page.
Maybe today is strange to think, but for centuries, all the history, all the documents of all our cultures are written in paper and parchment. So if we do not conserve these materials, we will lose every witness of our history.
Filippini has worked on everything from ancient Armenian Bibles to hundreds of moldy banknotes recovered from a sunken cruise ship. She says, in a world of digitalized records, it's easy to believe that preservation of paper no longer matters. But she says, with technologies evolving so fast, the cost of transferring pictures to new formats is costly and time-consuming. It can be cheaper and more effective to preserve the original.
Today, a lot of energies are concentrated in digitization, but digitization doesn't conserve something forever. In fact, it's much more difficult to conserve a digitized item. We still have 5 centuries books. We will not have 5 centuries digitized pictures of books.
But if properly restored and conserved, these paper treasures can live for hundreds of more years. Megan Williams, DW, Rome.